Hello. This is Dinanit. Unit 11. Listening test. Task 1. Listen to Sun and Peter talking about the most important inventions of the 21st century. Fill each of the gaps with no more than 3 words. And or a number. You will listen twice. Now listen and fill the gaps.
What did you do during your weekend, Sun?
I read about the inventions of the 21st century.
Wow! It must be interesting. Which inventions do you like best?
All of them are amazing, but some are very impressive for me.
What's that?
First is the Facebook. You are using it, right?
Yes. When was it invented?
In 2000. You see how powerful it is. It has connected over 1.6 billion people around the world.
Yes, great.
And another one is YouTube. It was created in 2005, and soon became the world's most popular video sharing website.
Right. I love it too. You can broadcast yourself freely.
And the last one I found impressive is the Google driverless car.
Really? I haven't heard about that.
They haven't launched the cars yet, but they began testing the vehicles in California in 2012.
Wow! So amazing!
Yes, I think it will change the way we move around the city.
Now listen again.
What did you do during your weekend, Sun?
I read about the inventions of the 21st century.
Wow! It must be interesting. Which inventions do you like best?
All of them are amazing. But some are very impressive for me.
What's that?
First is the Facebook. You are using it, right?
Yes. When was it invented?
In 2000. You see how powerful it is. It has connected over 1.6 billion people around the world.
Yes, great.
And another one is YouTube. It was created in 2005, and soon became the world's most popular video sharing website.
Right. I love it too. You can broadcast yourself freely.
And the last one I found impressive is the Google driverless car.
Really? I haven't heard about that.
They haven't launched the cars yet, but they began testing the vehicles in California in 2012.
Wow. So amazing.
Yes, I think it will change the way we move around the city.
That is the end of task 1.
Task 2. Listen to the instructions on what to do in an earthquake. Decide if the statements are true or false. Circle T or F. You will listen twice. Now listen and circle T or F.
There are a number of things you can do to stay safe during an earthquake. If you are indoors, you must stay away from windows, glass, or anything that could fall, such as lightings. Then, take cover by getting under a stable table or something hard and wait until the quake stops. Don't attempt to run outside during the quake because you may get badly injured. If you are outdoors during an earthquake, stay there, move away from buildings, street lights, because they may fall upon you at any time. And if you are in a moving vehicle during an earthquake, stop as quickly as possible and stay in the vehicle. Avoid stopping near trees, buildings, and utility wires. Lastly, if you are trapped under debris, try to cover your mouth with a handkerchief or clothing. Don't keep shouting, don't light a match, or move around, for you may kick up dust. You should tap on a pipe or wall so rescuers can locate you.
Now listen again.
There are a number of things you can do to stay safe during an earthquake. If you are indoors, you must stay away from windows, glass, or anything that could fall, such as lightings. Then, take cover by getting under a stable table or something hard and wait until the quake stops. Don't attempt to run outside during the quake because you may get badly injured. If you are outdoors during an earthquake, stay there, move away from buildings, street lights, because they may fall upon you at any time. And if you are in a moving vehicle during an earthquake, stop as quickly as possible, and stay in the vehicle. Avoid stopping near trees, buildings, and utility wires. Lastly, if you are trapped under debris, try to cover your mouth with a handkerchief or clothing. Don't keep shouting, don't light a match, or move around for you may kick up dust. You should tap on a pipe or wall so rescuers can locate you.
That is the end of task 2.